Hello and good morning, and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. I'm your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, January 16th of 2019, and as always, thank you for joining me. Few things to get into before we get into the one topic today. This is a re-recording. I recorded this before, and I had written things down that I wanted to talk about. I listened, I played it back, and I didn't like it. So I'm re-recording it. Upcoming events. Let's get to those first. The 26th is our injury prevention workshop with intern Chalet. It's $10 for members, $20 for non-members, and it costs something because you physically leave with tools to use after the workshop is done. We also have starting to yesterday, which is the 15th, our 15-day challenge of January. We're open 15 days from the 15th through the 31st, and if you're able to make all 15 days, at least one class each day, you will win either one of two nutrition plans, and that can be a vegetarian or a meat eater plan. So hopefully you're on track to win one of those. And what else do we got? That leads us into our February challenge, which is going to have our first full month challenge, which is a nutrition challenge this coming month, and we'll have more details about that coming soon. So with that said, I'm going to jump right into our topic. It's the one and only topic that I have today, and a lot of you probably don't know, but a good majority of you did. Late last year, we had some news about, you know, things that might affect the gym. And for those that don't know, my wife and my family and I currently live in what used to be my grandfather and my grandmother's home. When my grandma passed, we moved in, we started the gym, it grew from our garage into the space that we're in now. And late last year, there was a strong push from my aunt who owned half the house. She wanted to sell. And if we had to move, that would have a great impact on here because pretty much we can only afford doing this because we lived in this specific house and how things are set up there. So we did our due diligence. We got everything situated. And I'm very happy to tell you as of this past Monday, it's pretty much a done deal. A couple things need to record. But my wife and I own half the house that we live in, and we don't have to worry about moving at all or being moved, so to speak. And I just wanted to take this time to thank you all who gave us, you know, any help or lended an ear to, you know, us talking to you about it, or, you know, just gave your input or your well wishes. We really appreciate you all here at, you know, everybody that gave us something. We appreciate you, and it does not go unnoticed. And so that's that we're done with it. And what that has implications for in the future is just huge. It's not just a home there. My grandparents bought that house and did a lot to it since 1964. And as a kid, I always wished and dreamed that would be my house, that I would live there. And I would raise my family there, and it seems like now that is no longer a dream. It's a reality. And although the last couple years, it's somewhat a reality, but I never thought of it as our home because we didn't own it. We had no ownership. We just occupied the space. But now we have ownership in it, and I get to go home, or, hey, guys, you want to come to my house or our house? I won't feel now that I have to tell people, you want to come to the house that I live in that used to be owned by my grandparents, or, you know, that is owned by my dad and my aunt. I own it now. And, it makes me very happy. And, one of those lifelong dreams that, gets, you know, it's come true, which, luckily for me, the gym is also one of those, not lifelong dreams, because I didn't think of it as a kid, but early adulthood, it's something that I wanted, and I'm living a lot of the dreams that I set out for myself, and I feel very compelled to just thank you all. I feel like I've done that a lot recently, but it's all warranted. I thank you all, and I had this thought over the holidays. I didn't see a lot of my family. They either didn't show up to Thanksgiving, or, you know, they didn't show up for Christmas. Some of my family doesn't see my kids. I feel that I needed to share that I don't see a lot of my family, but that's blood relatives. What I do see is all of you guys. And it might be, I feel like some people think it's weird, but it feels like so okay to say from my point of view, you are all my family. And this is way more than just a gym for me, especially. It's way more, you are way more than a gym membership. You are way more than, you know, just another body inside the gym that's going to, you know, help feed my family. I think about it a lot, but I don't say it enough. I'd do this for free if all the other things could be taken care of. And I just wanted you all to know that I look at you all as my family. And as weird, again, as that might sound, it's just the right thing to say and just to let you know. And this last 6 months has really proven that. And with all the help and guidance that you guys had, and everything that's, you know, that goes on here. We threw baby showers for five ladies. We, you know, we took in donations for kids. It's things that a family does that we do here. And I want you all to, hopefully at some point in time, you get to see that. But I know I get to see it on a daily basis. So once again, I thank you all. The pressure is off. The personal pressure is off for the moment, I guess. And I can't wait to make that place something that my grandparents had with all of you. So as always, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great Wednesday, and I will see you in the gym.